Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. A brand new week of bringing clarity to the chaos is here, with guests and topics that proclaim God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Later this week, Josh Davis will help us identify and overcome rapture anxiety. Donald Perkins continues his series studying through the book of Revelation. And today, we begin tracking toward the tribulation with Terry James and Donna Howell. Thank yous go out to everyone who was with us this past Saturday at our Defying the Demonic Conference in Faribault, Minnesota. And a special thank you to our host church, Cannon City Community Church. Our next event is our Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference, coming up June 13th and 14th. Get all the details by visiting the events page of our website, swrc.com. Friends, the world is racing toward a climactic moment. Are you ready? Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with today's guests who will help answer this important question.
Terry James is the general editor of a new book titled Tracking Toward Tribulation. Brother Terry, thank you so much for being our guest and for this massive production that you've put together.
Well, it's always so good to be with you, Larry, my dear friend.
Tell us about this huge volume that you put together. Where will it take the reader? Who were some of the contributors? I've read every article. It's first rate. But tell us a little bit about the background for this project.
Well, like in every case, Larry, I always try to consult with the Lord, of course, first. The Holy Spirit gives me, I believe, who He would like to be in these things after thinking on this. You know, I have, over these many years, you know how old I am now, and although over all these many years of writing books and putting together books of compilation, I have got quite a list, and so
right.
I think the Holy Spirit, always prompts me as to who's right, and the requests be in these books, and it's never failed. All but a few have always joined us.
Right.
I just felt that it's such a time right now that we see so many things happening that it's like a radar screen. You know, we can actually, I believe it's at a point, we can actually, those of us who are into Bible prophecy and I believe into spiritually tuned to these things, we can actually, almost like a weather radar, see things coming right with regard to prophetic fulfillment or stage setting for prophetic fulfillment. So that's kind of what the whole basis of this book was on. We got some really great authors.
Yes, great authors, and I noticed the title is Tracking Toward Tribulation, and the subtitle, And the Any Moment Intervention by Jesus Christ. I think I know what you're talking about, but tell us what's on your heart about that.
Of course, you know, my website here is, you know what it is, it's rapturated.com.
Yep.
And, of course, at rapturated.com, that's what we more or less specialize in, I guess. I think it's the mission God has given Todd Strandberg and myself to do. And so the Any Moment Intervention by Jesus Christ, of course, that's the rapture. You know, we see all these things, right, these stage setting for the tribulation, the coming worst time in all of history, according to Jesus himself. And right before that happens, we're promised Revelation 3:10, for example, we are not appointed at that time of wrath, God's wrath, that tribulation era. And so how God is going to get us out of that is by Jesus calling us into the clouds of glory and the rapture, and it'll be a pre-tribulation rapture.
Right.
And so that is the substance of the title.
The more I read and think and interact with other authors, I become more pre-trib all the time, because when you look at the pre-trib rapture, so many questions are answered. Everybody's got some different ideas, or almost everybody. But then they open up another can of worms that they can't deal with. It doesn't fit somehow. But the pre-trib rapture, I think, is so fundamental and so basic that if we're going to understand the whole drift of biblical prophecy, the church, Israel, God's plan for the future, I think pre-tribulationism is the key. And of course, you and I know all about the Pre-Trib Research Center and all the great work that those guys are doing. You might say I'm unabashedly pre-trib.
Yes, I know you are, Larry, and as am I. That's one of the things that make us so close associates and friends, I think, all these years, is pre-trib view. As my good friend Dave Breeze, many years ago, and one of the great, great rapture, pre-trib rapture teachers and preachers of all time, he always you know, said that the rapture is just the most important thing to think about as we see these things developing, because it means that we're going to be kept out of that time, that great time, and it's God's promise to us. So it's something that we must look forward to. That gives us great hope. That is a blessed hope.
Amen. Jesus revealed that when he comes again, people will be like they were in Noah's day. It will be totally a bad period. And you write that the Lord foretold something else, and it is what makes me think the rapture of believers will be sooner, not later. What makes you think that the rapture is very close?
Okay, Larry, don't let me get too long here, because this is one of my really mantra things, and so this is really a key in my whole writing and everything here lately. And that is Luke chapter 17, verse 28 through 30. Now, 26 through 30 talks about the days of Noah and the days of Lot. But I want to talk about the days of Lot for just a second. The days of Lot, Jesus says it's going to be just exactly like that when he next intervenes into the affairs of mankind. It'll be buying, selling, planting, building, all kinds of things. It'll be everything going along pretty much as normal. And I think the way Jesus said that, he meant that it would be doing a little bit better than normal. And at that very moment, Jesus is going to take people and call people into heaven. But at the same time, just like in Sodom of Lot's day, there was underneath the surface a bubbling the most horrendous immorality and everything you can imagine across Sodom and Gomorrah and so forth. It's going to be just like that. Both these things happening at the same time, both the building and selling, business as usual, and at the same time, it's going to be the worst time for his moral comportment and so forth. And Jesus said at that moment he's going to, just like he did with Lot, he's going to call his people out and out of this world. And at that very moment, then destruction, sudden destruction starts to fall. And I think if we follow out the what the Bible has to say about sudden destruction, all these other things, we see that we're headed just exactly into that time. We are have great. Great immorality and everything going on. At the same time, this nation is starting to pick up more again in business as usual. Promises business even better than usual, maybe. But at the same time, Jesus said that's when he's going to disrupt this life on this planet.
I think there's great danger. Of course, we all love Donald Trump. As happened during his last presidency, a lot of us fell asleep. You know, we thought, well, it's in good hands now, but I'm thinking of 1 Thessalonians 5:6. It says, therefore, let us not sleep, as others do, but let us watch and be sober. What's involved in watching and being sober and serious-minded?
Well, Jesus himself told us, and as recorded in Mark 13:37, what I say to one, I say to all, watch. And in Luke 21:28, he tells us, when you see all these things begin, to simply begin to come to pass, which we've been watching things come to pass that Jesus said would be on the earth at the time of his time of tribulation. We know at least 7 years prior to that in the pre-tribulation era that we are right now. That's what Jesus was talking about here, I believe. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, and look up and lift up your head, for your redemption is drawing near.
Right.
And so that's one reason I believe we can know how close it is, just basically what we see. As we see this tracking toward tribulation, all these things that are happening, I think we see that we're at that time, in my opinion.
Amen. And of course, as you and I believe, the rapture is imminent. We're not looking for the Antichrist. We're not looking for the revived Roman Empire or a revived Islamic Empire, whatever. We're looking for the Lord. That's the next thing. And wow, that's
right.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. And there's no hope in looking for tribulation, that's for sure, or looking for all these other worldly things that bring nothing but heartache and death and destruction. Dr. David Jeremiah, one of my favorites, says, I'm not looking for the undertaker, I'm looking for the uppertaker.
Amen.
I like that.
I know. I'm probably about your age. I don't know. I'm 83. Maybe you're younger, but
I'm 82. I'll be 83 in August.
All right. You'll catch up to me, but I'll keep on going forward. But I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker, and it could happen at any moment. Nothing needs to be fulfilled. The stage has been set. And so, friends, this is a tremendous book, Tracking Toward Tribulation and the Any Moment Intervention by Jesus Christ. Terry James is the general editor. Of course, he's edited so many books like that. He's done a great job. And so we've been visiting with Terry James, general editor. Thank you, Terry, for being our guest. And friends, our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Now, this book covers every aspect of prophetic fulfillment and development. I mean, it's a magnificent tome of scholarship. It's got scripture. It will bring you into an exciting view of what's next, and what's next could happen very, very quickly. Brother Terry, thank you so much.
Well, God bless, Larry. Thank you so much.
Donna Howell is one of the contributors to the book, Tracking Toward Tribulation. Donna Howell took part in the writing of Chapter 8, Accelerating into Apostasy. Donna, in your contributing chapter, you listed some very disturbing statistics regarding the current state of Christianity in the West. Please share some of that information with us, as well as what those alarming numbers imply long term, and I think they're very, very serious.
Yeah, well, the following list, you got to remember that the following list pertains to professing Christians in the West.
Right.
So this is specific to Christianity as it stands in the West. Only 41 to 43% consider Scripture to be accurate in all of its teaching.
Right.
63% say that God is not the provider of truth, and the Bible cannot be trusted to fully represent God-given principle. Regarding Jesus, 46% believe that Jesus sinned while he was on earth. 65% deny the incarnation of Christ entirely, believing that Jesus is just a being whom God created. There's more to say about this, but I got to pause right here real quick and to tell you, see, this is what makes the progressive Christianity a big deception, because yes. Progressive Christianity is regressive in its honest to God bottom line truth. It's regressive. It goes back to issues we dealt with in the first several centuries.
Right.
This text, and this one particularly, makes salvation impossible. It goes against Romans, John, Hebrews, and it's, again, a return to the 4th century heresy of Arianism. Dealt with all of this. This is not progressive Christianity. This is regressive. Regarding the Great Commission, 47% and the millennial age bracket believe that evangelism is morally wrong, as it may pressure someone to change faith. And that, of course, makes sense when in 2017, 25% could not remember what the term Great Commission even was, and 51% say that they had never heard the term in their lives. So these kinds of statistics, they could go on and on. I have a whole long list of other ones. One of the most alarming to me is that only 13% of professing Christians in the Western world read their Bibles regularly.
Wow.
This is where all of this is coming from. So what does it mean long term? What are we talking about here? I believe that what we are dealing with is the Western Christian church is becoming a cult. Now, I know there's a lot of people that would freak out and go, oh my gosh, Donna, how dare you? No, hear me. There's going to be a separation.
Yes.
There's coming separation. The Christian church is going to split, and we're going to see what the church has been calling, since time immemorial, the remnant. The remnant is going to be made up of those who know their Bible, who read their Bible, who pray, who know the Lord. And the rest of that Christian church is going to be professing Christians topside, legal till the end, under the Antichrist super church global system. They're going to be claiming Christianity up until the very end, and they're going to be taking the mark and everything else and falling for it. Why? Because they didn't actually know the Word of God. They didn't pray. They didn't repent. They didn't follow God. They had a lifestyle Christianity, and they fell for every stinking lie that came their direction. This is why almost one-fifth, by the way, Larry, one-fifth of the Christian church right now, topside, says that the Holy Spirit can and will tell a Christian to do something that the Bible expressly forbids. Why would we have a statistic like that?
Yes.
If everybody's reading the Bible, they would know that the Holy Spirit can do no such thing. So if we're becoming a cult, what does that show? That shows as we are tracking toward tribulation, we also are getting ready for the separation, the church split from right. into the remnant and the cult.
Right. Well, you know, Donna, I get a lot of stuff from ministries and people I don't agree with. I like to see what they're talking about. And of course, you're very well aware of the emergent church. I've read a couple of articles about the nonviolent view of the atonement. They think the blood is barbaric. And the funny thing about it is, oh, there are so many people, you know, you can see some of the letters they get. There are so many professing Christians that you're talking about say, oh, this is wonderful. I feel liberated. I feel so good. Oh, this is the real Christianity. No, it's not. And I'm glad you're pointing that out.
No, yeah. And let me tell you something about real Christianity, Larry. Creeds must match deeds. And that's one of the things that I got into in this writing. When your creeds don't match your deeds, that's called hypocrisy. Well, our creeds right. say the blood atonement. Our creeds say they come straight out of the Bible. I will follow what the Lord says. I will know his voice when the separation of the sheep and the goats coming. From the book of Matthew, when Jesus is talking about the separation of the sheep and the goats, sheep right. and the goats, is very openly identifying that there is coming a day where the people are going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do all these fancy things in your name? What are the people, what are the holy people that are going to be called toward that blessed hope? We remain here waiting for the return, for the final consummation of all things. That is our creeds, but when our deeds say that we don't even read the word except for 13% of us, and we have no idea what it even says, to the point that our Christianity has become so progressive that it's regressive and stands for the opposite of everything that it should be yes. in its own doctrine.
Yes.
We have become a cult. We're becoming a cult rapidly. And let me tell you one last thing about this cult that we're building. When your creeds don't match your deeds, that's the church of hypocrisy. And when the leader of that progressive Christianity, that topside cult religion that they're going to openly refer to as Christianity, when the leader stands up for that, the Antichrist, the king of the end times, is going to be literally the king of hypocrisy. So it all fits. We're building the cult right now so that when the cult leader, the ultimate exploitative personality of all time, stands up to take his throne for what will be 3.5 years or 7 years, depending on who you are. It's going to be a 7-year tribulation, but you won't be here for all 7 of it. And then, you know, glorious, glorious pre-tribulation rapture theology by Terry James, that we won't have to be here for anything of God's wrath. And I am right. so thankful for theology like that. It's very comforting. But who's going to be the God of the Christian church at the end of the age? Ironically, the true Christian church, the remnant, will be underground, but the topside Christian church is going to be the church of the Antichrist. That's where we're headed.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, you know, I think of all the great books you've written, your father, Tom Horn, Derek Gilbert, and Sharon, and on and on and on. It's just amazing the amount of time you and others like myself spend in the Word of God. Why? Because we know the Word of God is precious. It is the Word of God. And the idea that there are people who would even dare to call themselves Christians who throw the Word of God out, and they want to add this and they want to add that, that's what we see so much of. And some of the churches that teach that are really large. They've got crowds and crowds and crowds, but they're not preaching the Word of God. And I think it's time for us, all Bible-believing Christians, to rise up to be doing as much damage to the lives of Satan that we can possibly do. And that's kind of what I pray every morning. I'm 83. I say, Lord, help me to do as much damage as possible today. We need to break some things down. But praise the Lord, God is good, and he remembers his promises to Israel, to the people of God, and to faithful saints like yourself.
Amen. Amen to that. Doing as great, that is so fun. Waking up every morning and praying, the Lord will help you do as much damage as possible. Of course, an application to the satanic system on earth
yes.
is alive and well, and to the satanic system that is invisible in the supernatural realm, the principalities of darkness. Larry, I love that. That's my new favorite thing. I'm going to do it every day.
Amen. Well, Donna, thank you so much for being with us. And friends, the book is titled Tracking Toward Tribulation. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144.
Be sure to tune in next time when Pastor Larry will be speaking with Nathan Jones about this important topic. Today in the Resource Spotlight, we're featuring the book Tracking Toward Tribulation and the Any Moment Intervention by Jesus Christ. This powerful book brings together 15 of today's leading voices in Bible prophecy to unveil the stunning truth behind our chaotic world. As global headlines grow darker and more confounding, this powerful book offers clarity and hope, revealing how current events perfectly align with ancient biblical predictions. From rising global wickedness to the increasing hostility toward Israel, the authors dissect the signs that mirror the days of Noah and Lot, just as Jesus foretold. Yet, amid the storm of coming judgment, this book shines with a glorious promise, the soon return of Jesus Christ, the blessed hope of all believers. The signs are everywhere. The time is near. Don't be caught unaware. Order Tracking Toward Tribulation today. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Tracking Toward Tribulation at our website, swrc.com. Time for an update on our outreach to prisoners that so many of you support. Here's Josh Davis.
Friends, thank you so much for your prayers and your faithful support for the Onesimus Prison Outreach of SWRC. This is a wonderful opportunity that we have to reach into places that few, if any, are welcome to enter physically into these places, and yet through radio, through our printing and publication ministry, we are able to sow the seed of God's Word into these places, and we give God the glory and the praise for all that He's doing. I'd like to share a couple of update letters with you that we've received from inmates who are so very grateful for the resources that we are able to provide them. When I say we, I don't mean Southwest Radio Ministries, I mean you and us, arm in arm together. Friends, you're a vital part of the life and the ministry of Southwest Radio, and I just want to thank you for your prayers for this ministry, your faithful partnership with us as we endeavor to do what God has called us to do, to be a light shining His truth into the darkness of this world, even into dark places like prisons across the United States of America. This ministry is continuing to grow. We've added dozens of new inmates to our mailing list, and we're sending out resources as we have the funds to do so. But you can imagine, with the increase in cost in postage and print materials and other resources that we are trying to make available, we would like to do more. We would like to reach out more, but we have budgetary constraints, and we can only do what we can do when the money is there to enable us to do it. But praise God, He's enabling us to find an open door, and we're praying that He would provide even more so that we could step forward into new avenues of ministry and reach out to even more people, both inside and outside prison. That's the amazing thing about this outreach, is that it's impacting people not just behind bars, but also impacting their families outside and friends and others connected to them. Now, we did receive a letter from an inmate in Arizona thanking us for our ministry. And he went on to write, "There are many out there that teach a false doctrine. Yours does not. Every newsletter brings me and others closer to the God of our creation. It's sad the way many cherry-pick verses to fit their agenda instead of trusting in the whole Word of God." I say amen to that. He would go on to write later, "I find hope in His Word. I find forgiveness in His blood. I have faith that His plan will prevail. Thank you for encouraging and supporting that faith. I need that reminder of His will for the King." And then he signs his name, and then he asks, "Would you please send me?" And he mentions the book that we were offering most recently in our Onesimus mailing. Now, the newsletter that he's referring to is our monthly Prophetic Observer newsletter. That's right. We send that Prophetic Observer newsletter to inmates across America, and we are glad to be able to do that and thankful that that is a discipleship tool and also an evangelistic tool that God is using all across the country. Again, I say that not to pat ourselves on the back at SWRC, but to just share that information with you. When you partner with us in prayer, when you partner with us in giving, you are enabling us to spread the Word of God further and further and further. Well, we had another letter from an inmate in Pennsylvania, and he wrote just to give us an update on how he's doing and the things that are happening there related to his particular self and his particular circumstances. But he begins with, "Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you're enjoying the boundless favor that comes from being a child of the King. I continue to be richly blessed as God's grace abounds in every aspect of my life." Now, does this sound like someone who is sitting behind bars? And friends, once more, I say thank you so much for your partnership with us and your prayers for this ministry. That is so very vital. If you'd like to partner with us, you can do so in multiple ways. You can call us over the phone, 1-800-652-1144. Just let our staff know that you'd like to make a donation to the prison ministry. You can give online at swrc.com. Under the giving type on our donation page, you can select Onesimus Prison Project. Or if you'd like to give via mail, you can do that and just designate Prison Ministry or Onesimus Ministry, something like that. Our staff will know exactly what you're talking about. We are very grateful to you and thankful for your partnership with us in this vital prison outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries.
Friends, make sure you order today's featured resource, the book Tracking Toward Tribulation. This powerful book brings together 15 of today's leading voices in Bible prophecy to unveil the stunning truth behind our chaotic world. Prepare your heart, sharpen your spiritual discernment, and understand the times with insight only God's Word can provide. Tracking Toward Tribulation isn't just a wake-up call, it's a call to anchor your soul in the only truth that matters. The signs are everywhere, the time is near, don't be caught unaware. Order Tracking Toward Tribulation. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can order Tracking Toward Tribulation on our website as well. Simply visit swrc.com. We'll continue our study of the signs that are tracking toward tribulation on our next program. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.